right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the top five important and recent Teams admin changes. So there's a few different changes that have come to the, Teams Admin Center, along with Microsoft Viva, that we're going to be discussing. So Dino will start us off with the Teams Admin Center.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. So a bunch of things happening here. So one of the first ones, for me at least, is I've noticed that TAC timeouts, the Teams Admin Center timeouts that would happen, seem to be fixed. So this would be, you know, you'd sign into your tenant, go to admin.teams.microsoft.com and walk away for 5 minutes and you'd be signed out of the session. So that seems to be much improved. I have, the last few days, I've noticed that I can remain signed in at least for the better part of a day. So that's really great in terms of productivity. And then also, like, there was some surprise updates in the TAC for many, including me. Clearly, I missed the Message Center updates and the significance of it if I'd skimmed through it. And also, the roadmap had an item on this too, and that's all the changes in the left rail menu items. So there was a bunch of things there. Most notably, org-wide settings is now gone from the left rail in the Teams Admin Center. External access and guest access are now under the menu, the left rail under users, and resource accounts have moved under voice. And the Teams upgrade settings, where you could do things like change from islands to Teams only mode, is now under the Teams menu. Reporting labels have moved from locations to analytics and reports menu. And the reporting labels are where you can, you know, update your building location information. So you get meaningful data in your tenant when you do reports. So that was another significant move. So in summary, all the updates from the menus themselves, there's the Teams menu includes all the pages related to Teams and channels, Teams templates and the Teams client, the Teams setting page, Teams update policy pages, and Teams upgrade setting page are now under the Teams menu. Users includes all aspects of user management, which includes the guest access and external access, as I just talked about. Teams devices has Teams rooms on Windows, Teams rooms on Android, where you're managing settings for anything to do with MTR, panels, Teams displays, and IP phones. So all of that's going to be under devices. Voice contains all pages related to Teams telephony, Teams voice apps, and corresponding policies. Again, the resource accounts you'll find there as well. And then lastly, analytics and reports includes all pages related to reporting and analytics of Teams. And reporting labels page and the call quality dashboard if you're looking for those. The last thing about TAC was you can now submit feedback with screenshots in the Teams Admin Center. You couldn't previously do this. You could submit feedback with text, but now in the bottom right of the TAC, when you look for the chat bubble and you hover over it, you can select feedback and you'll see include screenshot option, which is great. It'll pre-populate the current screen you're on. So if you're providing feedback to Microsoft, which, you know, strongly encourage you to do about anything you feel, you can now submit a screenshot to help you articulate what you're what you want to get feedback on. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Michael, and he's going to, I think, give one more little couple, one or two changes on the TAC as well, and then move on to Viva connections.
Thanks, Dino. Yeah, I think one of the items that kind of went under the radar is the search improvements in the Teams Admin Center. So if you're working with users, either under the new Manage Users section or looking for users under Auto Tenants and Call Queues or other voice apps, you can now do the starts with search against first name, last name, and UPN. So that's a welcome change because, you know, finding resource accounts that may have the same display name and trying to, you know, find out which, you know, which one you're looking for, you know, trying to do some searches. We're a struggle depending on how people, you know, structure their tenants and their users. So definitely great improvement. Again, that comes from, you know, submitting the feedback. So if you have any errors or anything that doesn't work the way you think, you know, submit that feedback with a screenshot, provide as much information, and then we can see that those improvements come. The third item kind of on our list today is Viva Connections public preview. So we've done an episode series around Viva on all the different modules, but now Viva Connections public preview is out. So this is now a Teams app. So if you're in the Teams admin center and you go under manage apps and you look up Viva Connections, it does have in brackets preview. And this allows you, now this is a packaged app for Viva Connections. So before you had to write a run a PowerShell script, creates the Teams app, then you have to upload it in the tenant, and then you have to share it out. This is all prepackaged with customization, so you can change the title, you can change the logo, new logo as well. And then this is going to automatically pull what you've defined as your home site in SharePoint. So you're going to want to put your modern site or your internet site as that home site. It's going to automatically pull that, so there's no way to customize what site it is. It's going to be that home site from SharePoint. So you want to make sure you have your global navigation set up on that home site. And then what that's going to do is it's going to activate all the Viva Connections features to that site. So that allows you to manipulate the Viva Connections dashboard. So it becomes a web part that you can also put on the page, or if you're viewing the app within a mobile, you'll get that dashboard experience. And then also Viva Connections, the feed. So then the feed will also show up on mobile in its own little app tab, but you can also include it as a web part in the SharePoint page. So definitely recommend checking out the preview for Viva Connections, and I'm sure it'll be coming out full general availability soon. Quite a bit of improvement from what it was like early preview. With that, I'll throw it over to Hab for number four.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So in our last episode, 97, we talked with MVP Asif Rahmani about Microsoft Viva Learning. And so the new update or the change from the Viva Learning side is that it's in early November of this year, 2021, it's going to go into general public, which is great. So, you know, we were unsure of what the different flavors of the Viva Learning that there was going to be. So it turns out there's going to be two. There's one that's going to be a Viva Basic and a Viva Learning, Viva Learning Basic and a Viva Learning Premium. So from the basic perspective, you get, you know, full content libraries of, you know, Microsoft Learn, M365 training, and limited to, I think, 125 courses on LinkedIn Learning content. And then additionally, you'll be able to also add your own SharePoint hosted content within the Viva Learning display. So if you were fortunate enough to be on the Viva Learning preview, private preview, your tenant will be moved into that Viva Learning Basic licensing, which comes with Microsoft 365 now. And then if you wish to purchase the premium version, what that gives you is it unlocks, you know, the rest of the LinkedIn content, LinkedIn Learning content, the ability to integrate with additional LMS systems like, you know, EDX, Coursera, Pluralsight, Skillsoft. I think those are the ones that are currently there today. And then from an administrator point of view, if you do not want to have, or you do want to enable the LinkedIn, if you want to enable the content and manage the content, you would go to admin.microsoft.com, go to your org settings and search for Viva Learning. And then in there, you have the option to turn on or off the different content that you want to expose to your employees or staff. So with that, I will pass it over to Kurt.
Yeah, thanks, Hab. So another big capability that was introduced recently on the admin side is real-time telemetry for meetings. And this capability is aimed at helping identify, detect, and troubleshoot troubles or issues in a meeting. And it's available in the Teams Admin Center. And right now it's in preview. It was scheduled to start rolling out mid-September, expected to be complete in late September. So this should be in preview in your Teams Admin Center. It is expected to GA in January 2022, and it's important to note at that time, it'll require an advanced communication add-on for any user where the real-time telemetry is available. So in the Teams Admin Center, you can access this. It's a little hidden. It's under Users, Manage Users, and then you select the user that may be having a problem or an issue during the meeting. And there's a Meetings and Calls tab. When you select that tab, you'll see a series of graphs for audio. You'll get both the outbound and inbound audio statistics, video, outbound video statistics, and some inbound and outbound statistics around content sharing. Some important limitations to call out. This is only available for scheduled meetings, so not for ad hoc meetings and not for calls. Just looking at in my Teams Admin Center, these statistics for me right now, you get some key network performance statistics like bit rate, packet loss, and most importantly for the video, round trip time. See, the idea here is if you have a user that's having a lot of problems or someone like an executive that is not having a good meeting experience, you can come in the Teams Admin Center, select that user, and look at these statistics. And something like round trip time, that might spike if it's a bad Wi-Fi connection or a network connection that's intermittently bad. And the idea here is you can reach out to that user and basically fix the network issue, which will help the team's meeting experience. And like I said, this is scheduled to GA in January 2022. And this was announced in the Microsoft Message Center. So with that, I think we've covered all five, and I'll send it back to Habib.
No, that's great, guys. Definitely a lot of changes that have come down the pipe that will affect, the organizations. Most of them are there today. Some of them are coming in preview. As what Curtis and Michael said. So good updates. Thanks everybody for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks.